Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
And a good afternoon to you. I'm Brian Ping.
And I'm Karen Adams. Federal officials are spreading the word about arrests of major distributors of fentanyl-laced pills in the greater L.A. area. And our Pete Demetrio reports, as the arrests mount, use of a coordinated strategy to steer kids away from buying the potentially lethal pills will reduce the numbers of overdoses and deaths.
The arrest of Christopher Hampton of Cerritos and an arrest of a San Diego man in October, who between them were caught with hundreds of pounds of pure fentanyl and millions of laced pills made to look like Adderall or oxycodone, are a sign of how out of control the fentanyl epidemic has become. Eddie Wang, the acting director for Homeland Security Investigations in L.A., says while they've been somewhat successful in interdiction, a unified effort is the only thing that's going to reduce the death toll nationally, which hit 71,000 people last year.
This epidemic cannot be ignored or overlooked. It requires an all-hands-on-deck solution where parents, educators, prosecutors, investigators, and you, the media, all play critical roles.
Efforts to try and shut down sites on the so-called dark web are also being increased in an effort to prevent distribution of pills that can kill with just a single 2-milligram dose. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And join KNX for a special town hall, Deadly High, Teens, and Fentanyl. Vicki Moore and Mike Simpson will be joined by L.A. Unified School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho, parents of victims, area teens and experts, all in the trenches in the fight to keep kids safe. The town hall will be live on KNX and streamed on KNXnews.com at 5 p.m. on November 29th.
World Cup Mania was on full display at Santa Monica Brewworks, where our Margaret Carrero checked out a watch party hosted by the Los Angeles Football Club, you know them as LAFC, as the U.S. men's national team took on Wales.
Things got really loud when Team USA scored the first goal of the matchup. Decked out in a Stars and Stripes shirt, this woman says she's not only rooting for the United States.
You know, I'm Latina, so I'm obviously going from Mexico. And then I've been working with Portuguese people forever, so I'm also rooting for Portugal, and here we are with the USA. So I'm just here. I really like soccer. I like the excitement of the fans, and I think that's what brings me here, because I just like that energy that people get.
This man thinks 2026 may be the year that Team USA goes all the way in the World Cup.
This team is so young, you know, like we have our best players are like 19 to 24. I think we're setting ourselves up for a really good experience here. 2026 is probably the target date for something more substantial.
He's actually headed to Qatar to watch a few World Cup games in person in Santa Monica. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
For the first time, we're hearing from the man accused of plowing his SUV into a crowd of sheriff's recruits out for a training run in Whittier. 22-year-old Nicholas Gutierrez, speaking in an interview with NBC4, expressed remorse over the crash that left dozens of cadets badly injured.
Since the second happened, it's just, I've been living it like I woke up in a nightmare. It's the same. I didn't intentionally do it. I wish it never happened. I feel so cynically like, I feel bad it happened.
The comments from Gutierrez contradict L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who said last week that the crash was intentional. The suspect's attorney says Gutierrez fell asleep at the wheel on his way to work at a solar panel company.
A Compton man has been sentenced to more than 9 years in federal prison for targeting and robbing men he met on Grindr. Prosecutors say after using the dating website, Derek Patterson would meet his victims at their homes or in hotel rooms and then pull out weapons, including knives and a taser gun, demanding wallets and cell phones. During one robbery in 2020, Patterson stabbed a man in the chest. That victim survived and later positively identified him in a police lineup.
At first, they were gas rebates. Then they were inflation relief checks. But whatever you call them, have you gotten your stimulus money from the state yet? Here's our Mike Simpson.
These payments were big news when they started going out. They ranged from $200 to more than $1,000, and they first came through in October. So you might be thinking, what's the holdup? It's been a month and a half. I don't have mine. But that was the start of the program, not the time frame where everyone was going to get the money. The Franchise Tax Board on their website says nearly 7 million direct deposits have been issued, 2.5 million debit cards have been sent out, but that still means there are millions more to go. It's going to take time. The final rounds may not be until mid-January. Also, the cards, they come in an envelope with a return address from Omaha, Nebraska, so don't just read that part and throw out your money, or go ahead and check the trash. Mike Simpson, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, the CHP says don't even think of drinking and driving ever, really, but especially over the Thanksgiving weekend. The department's maximum enforcement period will start Wednesday evening and run through midnight Sunday. 42 people were killed in freeway crashes in California during last year's Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and more than 1,000 people were arrested for DUI.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.